This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 306 for Monday, March 14th. Ice canola futures are mixed on Monday with losses in the old crop months and gains in the new crop positions. The May canola contract drops $9 at $1,122.20 per ton. The July contract loses $1.50 at $1,096.50 per ton, while new crop November gains $3.50 at $933.10. As another round of ceasefire talks proceed between Russia and Ukraine, global crude oil prices are down hard. In turn, that's pressuring edible oils. Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with Malaysian palm oil, are weaker, as is the May contract for European rapeseed. However, there are gains in Chicago soy meal, as well as the other rapeseed positions. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 78.04 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 78.62. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export inspections for the week ending March 10th include nearly 773,000 tons of soybeans. That's largely steady compared to last week's outbound movements. Corn export inspections tally more than 1.14 million tons, down almost 28% from a week ago. Those for wheat are more than 282,000 tons and down 30%. The USDA says there's a private sale of 159,000 tons of old crop corn to Mexico, and the department releases its monthly crush report later this afternoon. In South America, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange is maintaining its call on the Argentina soybean crop at 42 million tons, citing beneficial rains. The Argentine government is halting soy oil and soy meal exports in an effort to combat rising domestic prices. Ukraine continues to urge its farmers to proceed with this year's spring planting despite the war. Meanwhile, a cold snap in Russia is posing a threat to its winter wheat crop. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday. The May contract is down 5.5 cents at $16.70.50 per bushel. May soy oil drops 2.08 cents at 73.95 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal rises $7.20 at $484.30 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Monday as the May contract drops 14 cents at $7.48 per bushel. Chicago oats are relatively steady as the May contract is unchanged at $6.62. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago May down a dime at $10.96. Kansas City May gains 11 cents at $11. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May loses 2.5 cents at $10.68. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, March 14th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.